With 2 days' worth of supplies and camping gear, a group of 7 Boy Scouts boarded a jet boat to spend the weekend cleaning up trash at Zarembo Island's Roosevelt Harbor and Deep Bay.
My husband and I were over there about 6 weeks ago, and we were shocked at how much garbage was there. And I was telling the boys about it, and they're like, well, let's go clean it up.
Scout mom and leader Kimberly Powell says the troop operates under a leave-no-trace philosophy. She says after telling the scouts about the island situation, they were more than willing to help with the cleanup.
Hope we do a lot of good and help clean it up a lot.
That's 14-year-old scout leader Curtis Wimberly. Curtis and 6 other scouts cleaned up approximately 100 pounds of trash, which included rotten boards, old tarps, scraps of plastic, as well as 45 gallons of aluminum cans.
Picking up all the cans and garbage and anything else. We're going to bring it all over and dispose of it properly instead of just throwing it on the ground.
The cleanup was done in partnership with U.S. Forest Service and Boy Scout Troop 40. Scout member Quinn Wright says keeping the national forest clean is a priority.
Well, trash, it's just polluting everything, and we don't want them around all the stuff, so, it's just a good idea to pick it up so it doesn't waste anything.
This week, the Wrangell Boy Scouts will be heading up the Stikine River to spend a week cleaning up trash and learning about invasive weed management with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.